Welcome to AP Psych!
Okay, and we are going to be talking about neurodevelopmental disorders. That is the longest word.
Neurodevelopmental?
Yeah.
Yes.
It is unnecessary. Mm-hmm. There should be a hyphen in there.
I kind of expected that there was a hyphen. I'm not going to lie.
I did not make this up. I'm just saying that this is how it is. And okay. I'm not a fan. So neurodevelopmental disorders. We're going to be talking about two today. Miss Snyder is already laughing at me. It's great. We're going to be talking about autism spectrum disorder and attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, or ADHD. Now, some people will call autism spectrum disorder ASD. Probably not. We usually just call it, we shorten it to autism. Mm-hmm. And then we shorten ADHD to ADHD. That makes sense. But neurodevelopmental disorder, I'm just going to keep saying it until it's natural. Yeah. Neurodevelopmental disorders emerges or starts during the time of development. So usually in your childhood, in your adolescence. And it's genetic, it's inherited, and they do not come from environmental factors. So what do neurodevelopmental disorders involve? They involve dysfunctions in personal, social, academic, and occupational areas. I have ADHD. So in my personal, I don't know if I want to use myself as an example.
That's fair. Can I tell a story about a time that your ADHD helped us?
Yes. Okay, please. How did my ADHD superpower help us?
Okay, so you were taking a shower one morning.
Yes.
And you were like, hey, we're going up to, we're going up to New York. We have to get our plane ticket or our train ticket soon. Oh, Miss Trenton is in New York. I wonder if she misses her car because she sold it when she moved there. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, my car. I didn't renew my license.
That's right.
But this started with spring break. So your path got you to renewing your license.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. That is a good example. So that's personal. It happens in my social life all the time when we talk to each other. I just kind of drift off into something else. Academic, sitting still does not bode well for me, which is why I have Play-Doh in my room, because I need to move. Yes. And occupational areas, well, that kind of goes along with academics. last year when I was sitting in my closet teaching from my closet because I wasn't moving, I'm just sitting there, I had to have a fidget spinner. And I was using the fidget spinner all the time because I had to. That's a very low level example. An example nonetheless. Anyway,
just to mention, neurodevelopmental disorders also, they include, as Mrs. Navidad mentioned, the autism spectrum disorder, ADHD. They also include intellectual disabilities, communication disorders, specific learning disorder, and motor disorders.
Yes, but we're just going to focus on the two.
But we'll just focus on the two, just so you know, those aren't the only two that you could find in the DSM-5, but they are the two that we're going to focus on.
Exactly. Thank you. Thank you. The DSM-5, by the way, I don't think we talked about it.
Massive.
Oh my goodness.
A huge brick of a book.
Yeah. Miss Donovan has like pocket size. Yeah. There were air quotes there. You couldn't see them, but I hope you heard them.
she gave the microphone a look there. You couldn't see
them. No, you could not. Anyway, autism spectrum disorder. This affects communication and behavior. The symptoms of autism usually appear by about 2 years old, because typically at 2 years old, a child is speaking and maybe starting to play with other children. And so with autism spectrum disorder, if that isn't happening or if it's not as apparent, then that's when you might want to go to like an occupational therapist or something like that.
Right.
Typical symptoms include difficulty with communication and interaction with others, which is why I said they might not be playing with other children as often or at all. Restricted and overly focused interests. So I don't know if I can think of, I mean, anything can be an example of that. I once knew a boy at camp who his overly focused interest was penguins, so we bonded very well. Nice. And then repetitive behaviors like repeating words or phrases. I knew another boy, he would always say super fast, super fast.
Oh,
adorable. Oh my gosh. Overall, this affects the individual's ability to socialize in typical ways. I don't want to say normal because, I mean, I know that it's abnormal. That's what the title of the chapter is called. But I think the definition of normal is hard to define. Yeah. So I'm going to say typical ways. And this is known as a spectrum disorder. So there's not like one size fits all. There's significant variations in the symptoms. So there can be less severe to very severe, very severe. Some people have mild, manageable symptoms causing little disturbance, where others are more dysfunctional. So I mean, there's a whole range of autism.
And this is a change in the updated DSM-5. So if you listen to our introduction episode, we were talking about how the DSM-5 reflects new information that we have learned and the most present information that we know. So that is what we know and what we can now understand with the autism spectrum disorder.
Yeah, absolutely.
Attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD. This is a well-known disorder. Involves persistent patterns of attention difficulties, hyperactive behavior, and impulsivity. So what do attention difficulties mean? You may lose focus, you're disorganized, frequently gets off task. And that is highlighted because we all get off task at some point. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not just because you can't stay focused for an hour on one thing does not definitely mean that you have ADHD. Mm-hmm. The reasons you are getting off task, losing focus, or are disorganized are not due to a lack of ability or comprehension. Mm-hmm.
So hyperactivity means frequent fidgety behaviors. Told you about my fidget spinner and use of Play-Doh. And moving around often, even when not appropriate. Impulsivity means immediate need for gratification and an inclination to speak or act without thinking first. Sorry, I had a hiccup then. That was weird. It may be in ways that are harmful. ADHD can be from mild cases to more severe cases that need significant psychological intervention. And ADHD isn't a spectrum. I don't think it's necessarily a spectrum. It just looks different in everybody.
Yes.
So for example, my dad has ADHD, right? Cause it's genetic. So that's where I got that from. And his is, oh my gosh, like you look at him, you're like, oh, you have ADHD. Not that we're diagnosing people, but if we were, you would know. And then with me, usually typically don't necessarily see it because I'm not as, like, my hyperactivity isn't as apparent as his, right? So he was like the kind of guy who like has to stand in the back of a room.
Gotcha.
While it's like a lecture was going on. I can typically stay seated.
We're getting invaded.
It's okay. You can come in. Mr. Smilex here. Welcome. He left.
Well, that ends. That actually ends. Wait,
I wanted to add one more thing because it's not on the slide. But a lot of people say ADD as well. That was in the old, I forget which DSM it was. But that was another update. That was weird. It was another update. So.
Cool.
I just wanted to add that.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
That's all. You can continue.
That's all, folks.
Happy studying.